go around and...
Garbage collector, a trash collector.
And if you were thirsty and you're in a building, you might go over to the... Wait, if you wanted some water.
Right, if you would just had to have water, and you would go to the water faucet to draw you some water to drink, or you, if you had a water cooler,
uh-huh.
Or you'd go to the water cooler and get you a drink.
And any other names for the water cooler?
I don't know. No, I don't know that what that name would be. They would have a brand name, but that's all I know. I ever knew to be called a water cooler.
Uh-huh. And some places, well, like if you got a newspaper delivered to your house, sometimes they'll have it rolled up.
Yeah.
And what'll hold it together? They'll put on a
rubber band.
And if you wanted to hold two or three pieces of paper together, you might
clip it.
Huh?
With a clip.
Okay. And the thing that the firemen attach their hose to, you call
fire hydrant.
And what do you call them?
A fire plug.
Is that the thing?
They're the same.
Have you ever heard it called a Johnny pump?
No. No.
What do you call the truck that the firemen ride out in?
Well, it's a fire truck. The only thing I could call it.
What difference?
They used to call it a fire wagon when it was drawn
uh-huh.
by horses, but I don't know. There's a ladder truck, and there's a, I don't know.
What's the ladder truck?
That's the one that hauls all, that has a big ladder on it to get the people out of the fire, to keep them, try to save the people.
What's the one that pumps the water?
Pumper.
And the one that has the little, the aerial hose and the booming bucket?
That's a chemical truck. That has its fire thing. It has chemicals to extinguish fires.
When would they use those?
They'd use them on different kinds of fires. And they had, you see, some of it they have to use on gas oil fire. You have to use foam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they put foam on the runway when a big plane's having trouble. So in case it.
Mm-hmm.
It answers two things. That foam, it causes to have a cushion
mm-hmm.
to slide on, so it don't have no sparks.
Mm-hmm.
But the chemical trucks, they're the ones that put out oil fires and stuff like that.
You mean out in the Gulf,
or is that? Oh no!
They just put out
fires. Period.
Uh-huh.
And oil fires. Then you have, they have another kind of, they have a chemical that I think they use now to put out natural gas fires.
Mm-hmm.
We had some pretty bad experience with gas fires around Houston. They managed to finally get them put out. About the only way they use to put them out is they finally cut the gas off from the line if they can get at the station, where we closest station.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seemed like it burns quite a while after that's done. I don't know nothing about it. All I know about is what I read in the papers.
The chief, he doesn't arrive in a truck.
No, he drives a chief. He has a chauffeur-driven automobile.
What do you call that?
The chief's car.
And say if someone was drowning or something, and they might call the fire department. What would they send out?
Well, they'd probably send out the rescue squad.